USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, Stop the Steal, referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. Tesla, Charles Schwab, HP Enterprise, CBRE, and now Oracle are leaving California, making the move to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott said Texas' business-friendly environment seemed to draw companies in and away from states with exorbitant tax rates. Charlie Pride, who sold millions of records and was the first black American to become a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, passed away from COVID-19 complications in Dallas, Texas on Saturday. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Get ready for some eye candy Sunday night in the skies overhead. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott fills us in.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across this sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Astronomers say the best time of night is centered on 2 a.m. for all parts of the globe. During remarks at the United Nations Climate Ambition Summit, Apple's chief executive, Tim Cook, on Saturday, called on governments and businesses to implement stronger climate targets starting next year. Cook did not call for specific goals. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Trying to keep up with college football during these tough times is a difficult task. Not too tough, though, for USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
After a regular season that saw many conferences and schools alter their schedules and cancel games because of the coronavirus pandemic, championship weekend is finally set. The Pac-12 championship will be decided between Washington and USC. Northwestern and Ohio State will face off for the Big Ten title. Iowa State will make their first appearance in the Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma. Notre Dame is in the ACC championship in their single year in the league, taking on Clemson. And number one, Alabama, faces Florida in the SEC championship game. Two Group of Five conference title games will feature ranked matchups, as number 24, Tulsa, and number 7, Cincinnati, will battle for the American Athletic Conference title. And number 13, Coastal Carolina, and number 19, Louisiana, face off for the Sun Belt championship. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Last year's national champions, the Clemson Tigers, defeated the Alabama Crimson Tide by a score of 44-16 to win the championship, with an undefeated record of 15-0. Another death row inmate was put down.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.